من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الطلاق مرتان، إمساك بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained the masala of ila. That was the type of the divorce that was given before the coming of Islam. And then Allah explained the various types of divorces in Islam. Basically, it is that husband and wife should live peacefully and happily. And that is no difficulty if both islah is made. If both have the object of pleasing Allah Ta'ala, in yurida islaha. If they want goodness, Allah will grant it to them. And also, if we observe the commandments of Allah, all we have humility in us, we have kindness, we have the capability of overlooking, forgiving, then that marriage goes very smoothly. If there are problems in that marriage, then first it is for the husband and wife to sort it out amongst themselves. If they can't, then حَكَمَ مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمَ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. Then you have some representatives from his side and from her side, preferably family people, so the matter just remains in the family, it doesn't go out. If that also does not work and still they cannot come to some solution, then they should go to some ulama and ask them to intervene and become intermediaries in order to sort out their differences. And if still that also does not work out and there seems no way out, and they are causing more harm and more gunas by staying together, then it is that they separate. In that case, there is one talaq that should be given, one talaq a raj'i, when the woman is in her part days, not in her menses. And once that period has passed, she and the husband has the option till that period of her iddat being completed. He can withdraw that talaq and again they can live together. But the Quran Sharif in many places different words says, imsakum bima'roof, that keep her in a good way, not to punish her, not to cause her problems, but to keep her and fulfill her rights properly, and they live nicely. If that does not work, and a person gives a second talaq now, then this is now the last stage of the talaq before after which he cannot marry her again until she marries somebody else. That is, if the third talaq takes place, then only when she marries somebody else, she gets her divorce from there, or that husband passes away, then she can marry her previous husband. Otherwise, she cannot. So here, Allah is explaining and says, "Talaqu marratan." Talaq raj'i hai do baar tak. And up to the time that you can take back your talaq is up with two talaqs. Then you can still take them back without her having to marry somebody else. So you have the option. One talaq should be only given and then reconciled. For her also it will be a great lesson. And if Islamic system is in order, a woman will not be able to tolerate and think that I got a talaq. Am I really so bad that my husband had to give me talaq? And the husband also will think that what a big thing I've done which shakes the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And that will be a great lesson for them and they will live together happily with that. But if that does not, and then the second talaq also is given, the second divorce, then after that now she can come back to the husband, but with nikah now. A new nikah will have to be made and then she can come back to her husband. So Islam has shown this way which will definitely guarantee a perfect good life. And if there is a talaq, Islam has also taught it to be done in a very dignified way. Unfortunately, today it is done worse than animals also. All the fighting, the dirty linen that comes out, court cases that are fought, going to kuffar courts, etc., that is really no part of an Islamic system. And when the husband wants to keep her again, so Allah says, فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفِ Uske baad rakh lena muafiq dastoor ke. And if he wants to keep her again, hold her back, keep her in your nikah, but be ma'roof, that is in a good way. Ma'roof, either according to what is understood in urf and society, that he is keeping his wife in a good way. And the other is according to Sharia, what Allah Ta'ala has commanded, the laws of Allah must be observed in that nikah. So they in that way keep her properly as Allah has commanded with all the laws of Sharia and keeping her dignity and keeping her respect and keeping her comfort in mind. Keep her in that way. And if you can't do that, Islam is not also that religion that says until death does us part. That we have to live together no matter what happens and only death can part us. Neither is it that type of religion, like in the Hindu religion, if the husband passes away, then the wife is supposed to be burned alive with him also. Islam is not any of those extremes. Islam has allowed. So if you feel that your staying together is causing more gunas, you are fighting more, you are swearing one another more, you are not fulfilling one another's rights, in that case, otasrihum bi ihsan, ya chhor dena bhali tarah se, or to let her go in a good way. In a good way, that is with dignity. And this is the great beauty of Islam, where amongst righteous people, for reasons that were beyond their control, they had to give talaq. But that still, the family ties were maintained. It wasn't with all the dirt and filth in the heart that is today. And they allowed the wife to go, and she also went with respect and dignity. In this bihsan, one of the conditions is that whatever you gave her at the time of nikah, whatever gifts you gave her, don't take any of that back. Let her go nicely. In fact, give her some more clothing. At the time of setting her free, give her some present also and let her go. So in a good way, if it has to be, let it be in a good way. Not with all the bitterness and all the evil and filth that there is today. So Islam has taught a perfect method in this also. And it's very important that we understand this is also a big ibadah. Marriage and married life is a big ibadah. As namaz is an ibadah, we understand. Roza, Ramadan is an ibadah, as we understand. Married life also. It's not just a social matter, but it is also an ibadah. And Allah has given commandments. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has practically shown us. And then if marriage doesn't work, how to resolve it or how to dissolve it. That also Islam has taught us, and in the most amicable and in the best way. Not all the type of talaq that takes place in the non-Muslim societies, and very unfortunately, fully it is in our society also. But that was not meant at all to be. If we lived an Islamic way of life, if we grew up and nurtured, and our tarbiyat is made according to Islam, first of all, there will be no question of talaq. It will be a happy married life like in Jannah, in this world Allah will grant. But if unfortunately if that cannot be, then the solution to it also, Islam has offered the most beautiful solution in the most amicable, in the most gentleman way of ways, in the most humane way. That separation also Islam has permitted and has prescribed. That is when it becomes absolutely essential. May Allah give us to understand our deen and live as Muslims in every aspect of our lives. And then we will see the sweetness and enjoyment of our deen.